What is Eretz say? There's a chayvah the kriya. Just says is one thing. What should you do? Leich knoises kol ayudim. Take all the Jews to the base. Hakneses. That's what she said. Leich knoises kol ayudim. Knois means take all the Jews to the base of Knesses. How is she planning by taking all the Jews, assembling all the Jews in the base of Knesses to avert this terrible decree of Bilam, of Haman? And the answer is, the Maral says there an unbelievable thing. Maral says, what does the word Knesses mean? And again, when we talk about it's a Knesset, we're talking about Knesset, it's a mentor as well. Knesset means to gather together. What is Golas? Golas is dispersed. Golas means dispersed. When you go into a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaMedrash, do you know what's actually inevitably happening? You're going out of Golas. You're going into the future. Maral doesn't say atli kach, but we're going to take it even further. That you're going into the future, you're going to the Moshe Mashiach. Once you go into the future, Amalek's got no shlita. What does the pasuk say in last week's parasha? In Parashas Balak, another nevuah Bilam. Reish is going Amalek. Right, he's going to get completely destroyed. When you walk into a shul, you walk into a Beis HaMedrash, you're going completely out of a shlita because you're walking into a period where it doesn't even exist anymore. Esther realized that Beruach Kotcho. So therefore, that's why Esther told him, go into shul. Once you go into shul, Haman's got no shlita. And if you read the Medrash, you see that's exactly what happened. That Haman's found out that all the Jews were assembled in shul. He went into shul and he lost everything. Because a shul, a Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, what it means for us is, it takes us out of what's going on outside. How? With what koyach? Because a shul is the thing that is a koyach today to be mehapech. We just said before that this pasuk of Matoyv Olech Yaakov Mishkan Esach Yisrael is the only thing that should have been a klala, and it was Nishapech Lebrocha, and it remained without Nishapechus. It didn't flip back to be a klala. So that means that a shul is the only thing in this world that can flip aside a certain matzav, a certain condition, or a certain whatever's happening outside. You walk into this Beis HaKnesses, and it's exactly the opposite. Which means the worse the Golas is on the outside, the greater Geula just by walking into a Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. That's the significance of Matoivah. That's why we begin Matoivah Lecha Yaakov Mishkan Esach Yisrael, Dafka with the pasuk of Bilam. Because when do we begin? When do we say that pasuk? We say that pasuk when we enter shul. What does entering shul mean? Entering shul means that we're oblivious. All the nesyonos that we have when we're outside, all the nesyonos that are carried with the street, and all our thoughts that we have, b'chlal, not just in the street, all our thoughts that we have when you walk into the Beis HaMedrash, and every morning, right, whether it's hair, whether it's bells, right, bells it's easier to feel because it looks more like the Beis HaMikdash, but so you can visualize going out of Golas into the Beis HaMikdash. But the first thought that a person has to have when he walks into shul and he says that pasuk, Matoiv Olech Yaakov Mishkan Esach Yisrael, is that it's a koyach to be mehapech. I'm going out of my thought. Just like when Mashiach comes, am I going to think about my phone bills? No. Am I going to think about all the other problems, all the other possible narishkeit, all my other nesyonos? Harry, when Mashiach comes, everything's going to be so clear. Everything's going to be the mamish, the greatest clarity. Everything's going to be tainuk. Everything's going to be oynig and tainuk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything else will completely disappear. Just like the Indian of Shabbos, that we say that when Shabbos comes in, so what is the Hasei in Halacha? Let's say you're in the middle of a business deal, right? You're about to struck, and the guy you're selling this thing for $100 million, right? He tells you, you speak to him a minute before Shkia. He says, no, you're buying it from me? Is the deal going through? And he starts saying, and you've been waiting all your life for this deal. And then somebody says, hey, it's Shkia. You pull the plug out of the phone. You didn't hear his answer. How are you supposed to, what are you supposed to think about when Shabbos comes in? About the deal? No. When Shabbos comes in, kilo kol melachtecha asuya. As if everything that took place during the week is done. That's in the past. It's all done. It's all finished. Now I'm completely thinking about something else. Because Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. So olam hazeh doesn't exist anymore. So all the thoughts that we have, it's not just the halacha says, don't think of business deals in Shabbos. It's not just don't think of business deals. It's like saying when a guy walks into olam haba, right? That's a shame when he's not into olam haba. So is somebody going to say, don't think of a business deal? What's business? What's the deal? What does that mean? Business doesn't exist. It exists in the Oxford Dictionary, but it doesn't exist in the Biblical Dictionary, in the Lasid Lavedeka Dictionary. Shabbos comes in, it's like everything's different. It's a hishafchus. That's what happens nowadays during the week when Shabbos comes in. Malach dechasuya. It's all been done already. That's it. That's the end of the Golas. Mashiach did it all for us. We have to have that feeling every single time we walk into a shul. We have to have that feeling in the morning when we begin with Matoiv Olech Yaakov Mishkan Esach Yisrael. It's a koyach that I don't care what winds are blowing outside the shul. I don't care what's going on outside. All I know is that I walk into the shul, I feel, ah,
I feel I've left on this.
The Jews who had this destruction looming overhead from Haman, they walked into a shul, they laughed at him. You don't exist, Haman, you idiot. You don't exist. We're in the Yosef Lavoy. We're in Yachas Hayomim now. You Achris is Adi Oved. You don't exist. I know what you're doing here. There you step into the shul. Get out of it. You don't exist. You only exist outside, but we're inside. That's the koyach. You see, if you look through history, you'll see that shuls, right? You go touring Venice, or you go touring, I don't know where, anywhere in the world, you'll see enormous, enormous ruins of shuls. Right? They're huge shuls. Now, Alexandria, Mitzrayim. I've been to the Ibn Ezra shul in Cairo. Beautiful thing. Right? Where did they get, first of all, they weren't all wealthy. Where did they get the money from to build these beautiful shuls? They put much more effort into shuls than we put today into shuls. Carvings. It was the most beautiful thing, the shuls. Why? Because they realized that this is taking them out of Golis. They realized that with all the anti-Semitism, all the pogroms, and the crusaders, and everything that was looming overhead, the dangers of them, they walked into a shul. They knew that the shul was safe. They knew that shul was in the Achos Hayomim. Somebody would tell you, do you mind investing a bit of money into a room that's taking you into the Achos Hayomim? What's money worth? What's money worth? I shouldn't invest into it? And that's what it is for us today. It's an unbelievable chizuk. Because everybody's got their messianis when you walk into the streets, especially the streets today. When you walk into shul, it's not just protection. It's going into a different era completely. That's what it's going into. And the emissaries, that could feed the person's hargasha of what a shul and what a Beis HaMedrash represents today. That's the hargasha he'll have when Mashiach comes. The Sfar Makdash will say that if a person feels nowadays when he walks into a shul, a person visualizes in Yonim of the Beis HaMikdash, so he can visualize the man, he can feel the feeling of the Beis HaMikdash now, and then when Mashiach comes, he'll understand what this feeling is all about. The Sfar Shlomo says in many places that a person who's Mis'abel al Yerushalayim, right, coming to 3 weeks next week, is Zoycha v'Roya b'Simchosa, not when Mashiach comes. Now already he can feel the Beis HaMikdash. If we feel how much we need the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, so then we can get Geluyim even nowadays, how the Bata Knesses and Bata Medrashes. That's the Nevuah, and that's the Chizuk that we have from Parshas Balak. The Sfasema says in this week's Parsha, in Parshas Pinchas, an incredible thing. In other words, that's how important the Beis HaKnesses is to us, and the Beis HaMedrash is to us. Now we have to speak about how important the Torah is to us. He says in this week's parasha, there's a famous Gemara that says that every day there's a baskol that leaves Har Sinai. What does the baskol say? Oyla lebrias me'elboina shel Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzta'er over the bittul Torah that people are not learning from. So someone says in this week's parasha an incredible thing. He says, he quotes something that we say every day in davening. We say every day davening v'chaye oylam nota b'sachin. So what does that mean? What's the elbowing of Torah? What's the busha? What's the bizoin that we don't learn? So we don't learn, right? So we're battling a bit, right? We're not in the mood. We feel we're not cut out. What's the elbowing of Torah? Elbowing is something where you embarrass somebody, you shame somebody in public, right? So that's really an elbowing. By me not learning, I appreciate Torah. I know Torah is the greatest. I know Torah is fantastic. But I don't know. I don't feel like learning now. Why is there an elbowing of Torah? Says this for some, it's an incredible thing. He says from this verse of a chay olam nota b'sachenu, the Torah, it's in the passage, the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted the Torah in us. Whether we learn or we don't learn, the Torah is inside us. So we all have a Sefer Torah inside us. If you have a Sefer Torah inside you and you don't learn, it's like opening a Sefer Torah in shul and just not reading from it and leaving it open. And everybody's schmoozing around the Beis HaMedrash. And there's this big beamer, and the Beis HaMedrash and the Sefer Torah is open. Is that elbowing of Torah? That's elbowing of Torah. Says the Sfasem is every single Jew has the Sefer Torah. Chai Olam Nota. The Sefer Torah is planted in us. It's not pshat when you don't learn, the Sefer Torah goes away. If the Torah goes away from us when we don't learn, it's not a busha for Torah. Torah went away from us. Right? It's like somebody says, well, you're schmoozing the Beis HaMedrash. You know, we'll take the Sefer Torah out. What? If you take the Sefer Torah out, it's not such an elbowing. But if somebody says, all the Sefer Torah, I'm opening up now, right? It's a fantastic thing to do. If you see guys schmoozing the Beis HaMedrash, what's the best thing to do? Don't say a word. Just go out to Aron HaKodesh. Take out the Sefer Torah and go up to the guys who are schmoozing and open it up in front of them. Don't say a word and walk out. Who?
They'll catch themselves, they'll stop.
Says the Sfasim, every single one of us has an open Sefer Torah inside us. V'chaylam nota. Nota means it's planted. It's planted there, it's there. And therefore when we don't learn, there's an open Sefer Torah that's inside us and we're not learning. He says that's taking, there's a phrase in Chazal called Nezem Zov, Daf Chazir. You're taking something Zov, or you're taking a gold ring, and you're throwing it into the garbage. That's what a person has to be careful for. When he walks into the Beis HaMedrash, not only do we have to realize the Chashivas and the Kedusha of the Beis HaMedrash, and the Beis, like we said earlier, that she's Mamish HaBechina of a Beis HaMikdash, but we have to realize even the Torah that's inside us all the time. The Torah is inside Hashem planted. Hashem says, I'm not leaving it up to you anymore. It's not your Bechira anymore whether the Torah is inside you or not. The Torah is inside you. And it's open. It's open inside you. And if you don't learn, it's like schmoozing in front of an open Sefer Torah. That's what happens when a person walks into a Beis HaMikdash. So if we appreciate, especially now in the 3 weeks, where we realize that, you know, we're living through such a dense Golas, and we're living in Golas Edom. Golas Edom means the Golas of Amalek. And just like when Amalek, just like when Edom and Homon from Amalek came out these decrees against Klal Yisrael, we found safe haven in the Beis HaMikdash learning Torah. Same thing in Golas Edom. Right, it was Yaakov versus Esav. Yaakov was an Ish Tov Yosheva Holim. Right, why was that Yaakov's weapon against Esav? Esav's Esav. Yaakov was an Ishtom Yeshivaholim. The Teretz says he was Yeshivaholim. Yaakovin was teaching us. There's a Yaakov and there's an Esav. Right? There's two brothers. And it's there, Lu'umas there. How do you make sure that you're on the winning side over Esav? So Yaakov showed us by being a child who was Yeshivaholim. He was Ishtom Yeshivaholim. He was sitting and he was learning Torah. That shows us how to react against Esav. And Golas Edom means any Nisoyan that any of us have today, Golas Edom, is coming from Esav. It's his Golas. And he's throwing all the Nisyonis to us. There's only one way to fight against him. It's not just fighting against him. Do you know what Pshat is when you are Ishtom Yeshivaholim? You're not even fighting him. He disappears. He disintegrates. The famous Gemara Brachas. The Gemara says, if the Yitzhar comes to you, what do? Drag him to the Beis HaMedrash. What happens to him in the Beis HaMedrash? No? Excellent. No? Louder. Microphone.
If he's like iron, he's going to smash to pieces. And if it's like
a stone, he's going to disintegrate, dissolve. You don't fight him. Esau's stronger than us. Hakol kol Yaakov, but you're dying today, Esau. We don't go fighting with him. You know what we do? We go into the Beis HaMedrash. We say, come into the Beis HaMedrash. What's the Oymek Apshat of that Gemara and Brachas? Why is it that you take the Yitzhahara into a Beis HaMedrash and dissolves? Why does he dissolve? Beis HaMedrash will have acid, it's chlorine. What's going on in the Beis HaMedrash? Teretz says you're taking him into the Achas HaYomim. He doesn't exist in the Achas HaYomim. Gemara Sukkah says the Yitzhahara is shechted in the Achas HaYomim. So if he doesn't exist in the Achas HaYomim, he doesn't exist bechlal. So you're taking him into a place where you don't even have to fight him. So if you're standing outside the Beis HaMedrash and you have this big Nisoyan and you're fighting with the Yetzirah, don't fight. That's stupid. He's going to win anyway. Don't try and fight him out the Beis HaMedrash. Don't fight him bechlal. Then take him into the Achras Hayomim. Say, come on in. And you take him into the Achras Hayomim. He's not there anymore. He doesn't exist anymore. That's the koyach of the Beis HaMedrash in Torah. That's what Balak was megalas in last week's parasha. And that's what the Beis HaMikdash did to us. In this week's parasha, right at the end of last week's parasha, there was a Yitzhahara. There was a terrible taiva and a Yitzhahara. Pinchas went and did what he did. He was zeichet to kohuna. What did Pinchas do? Pinchas showed Klal Yisrael how you have an open Sefer Torah inside you. You're all kodesh kachim. How can you succumb to such a thing? What he did was he brought them into the Beis HaMedrash. Just like we said earlier, if you have a Beis HaMedrash with a Sefer Torah open, you don't want to shmuz. Just like we said earlier, if you have it in the sign, just bring it into the Beis HaMedrash, bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Pinchas of Zorcha, to be a coin in the Beis HaMikdash. That was his scham. Pinchas introduced this idea. If you ever have an essential coming, and even if you come to the Beis HaMedrash, you guys might ask me, but listen, if I'm going through a crisis, and I've got these nisyonos, and I've got these yitzharas, and I've got everything going around me, I've got a million decisions to make in my life, and I'm in a crisis, what are you telling me to come into the Beis HaMedrash? To take out a ritva? Sarah says, don't take out a ritva. First of all, come to the Beis HaMedrash and sit in the Beis HaMedrash. Right, sit in the Beis HaMedrash, come into the Achas HaYom, and just say to yourself, I'm here. and a mokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barei Vracham and Chasadim gave us a mokim where we could just become oblivious. Gave us a Shabbos where we can become oblivious of the week. And he gave us a bit of medrash that we can become oblivious of everything that's going on around us. And just like when Shabbos comes in, you forget the week. When the basic medrash comes in, you forget what's going on. And then you take out a light safe and then you start learning. And you'll see, and you'll see that it's the most incredible thing. And you'll see that few minutes later, you may take a safe that you like the most. If you mean English Jewish book, a safe you like the most, you start reading it, the medrash, you start feeling much more comfortable. You start feeling much more spiritually relaxed. And then from that you go, you think, oh, now I'll take a chumash out. Oh, now I'll take a safe Yeshua out. And that's how you slowly rebuild yourself together. Don't take him head on. He's going to win. He's very powerful, especially in living in a period. We're living in a period where the fire is just about to be extinguished. And Esau is on his way out, and he's putting all his koichos in. And there's no way you can win him outside the Bessamer. This was last week's parasha. This is this week's parasha. The Kohuna. And the chiddush of Bilam, and that's what Bilam was telling us. In the same nevuah, he said, "Matoyv alach Yaakov mishkan esach Yisrael." He says, "Reishis goyim amalek v'achrisi adi oved." He says, "I'm giving you the Beis Hamedrash. What's the purpose of a Beis Hamedrash? Because achrisi adi oved. It's a way of in olam hazeh going into the olam haba. Once you go into olam haba, is you don't have to deal with Esav anymore. He's gone. It's a fascinating chizik. It's a moedik chizik. Don't deal with him. Don't fight with him. We can take him to a place where he's gone. It's as if he's coming out from outer space. You know what to do? Just take his astronaut helmet off. And then he's dead. He can't survive. Instead of you keeping on all his uniform, letting him have all his armory and fighting him, just take him to a place where he's on a different planet. He can't exist over there. And that's Pshat and Shabbos. What do we say on Shabbos? On Shabbos we say, right? We talk about all our enemies and they're all destroyed. The obvious question that arises is Shabbos a day to get angry, or is Shabbos a day of menucha to get relaxed? Shabbos is a relaxing day. What are you getting so angry about? Relax! It's Shabbos. And the answer is, what we're doing when we say that mizmer is we're bringing all our enemies into Shabbos. When we bring all our enemies into Shabbos, we're veidu. We don't have to deal with you anymore. Yevedu yisvardu kol pa'al yavim. When we're in this matzav of olam haba, then we invite all our enemies to come with us. I'm not going to tell Imek when I get to Esther Amalka. How did she? You know, there's a Yudke Vovke. What's the Yudke Vovke that goes up? He says the Megillas Esther. Esther invites Haman to the Suda. She says Yavoi Hamelach v'Haman Hayom el Amishta. Right, that's the Rosh Hateva's Yudke Vovke in Seder. What was she trying to do? The Teres she elevated Haman to Bechin of Yudke Vovke. That was his Nefila. She said, come inside with me. Yavei HaMelech HaHaman HaYom HaMishta. Come. As soon as Haman gets faced with Yudke Vovke, that's it. That's the end of him. He gets destroyed. It's the same thing. On Shabbos, we say, all our oivim, just come in. It's Shabbos, come inside. Shabbos is the time of guests. Let's invite all our enemies. That's where they get destroyed. L'sham daman deyat. And that's what we have to do to all our nisyonis. When the Yitzhar comes to us, we just have to say, you know, come with me. Instead of going to the ring and boxing it out, come to the Beis HaMedrash with me. And that's the beginning of the L'sham daman deyat.